This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
Couple of quick war stories there for you, Big Herbs. This one from Danny Carroll in Northampton in the UK. Who else has had an I totally got away with it story from work?
Was it? Did you saw somebody walking out here with like a 65-inch television? And you're like, and they said, it's broken. I'm going
to
fix it.
No, they were off to test it for diagnostic testing, even though it had only been in the wall for 2 days. Another time when I was working in the fish and chip shop, someone walked in and nicked it was like some sort of fundraising. It might have been for the Red Cross. It was like a little wee truck, like a wooden truck with a Perspex box on the back.
Yeah.
Would have been $800 in there. They just walked in there and took it. Yeah. Another time, two blokes got in an argument. This isn't exactly the same as what we're after, but got into an argument over whose order it was. They had the same order, and I knew I was right in calling out the regular, and it was his order. He ordered first. And they started having a scrap, and I needed to spray the hose on them to stop.
Did you?
Yeah. Worked. What? Just like in the movies, like two cats fighting, two dogs fighting. Get the hose out, later bowl. They were fucking soaking.
This chubby little bastard behind the fucking thing just dripping and grease hosing us down.
Had my flexi fit hat backwards.
Yeah.
Apron on, and I was like, oi, 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 oi,
not on my bloody watch, guys. Not on my watch.
And it was quite full, and there was an old lady in there, and I felt sorry for her, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to H2O their ass. Worked.
There it is.
Yeah, don't underestimate the power of the hose, guys.
Firefighting dunk.
This is from Danny. I was a union rep at work and therefore got a company email and was told my email address was my first name and a random set of numbers, and told most people use a birthday or anniversary. So I was sat at the PC and told to set up my company email. So my mind's thinking my birthday, my son's birthday, then my partner's birthday, and then it hit me. My email became danny.8008113@companyname.com, and for 7 years until I left, no one noticed that my email address said danny.boobies@company.
Did you used to know those? This is probably really showing my age because nobody uses them anymore. Remember those things called calculators?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you used to have those. Those equations that you'd have written down basically would be
sine, cos, and tan.
Yeah, no, but you'd basically, it was a story. So you'd like type it in, you'd be like, and the girl was 24 years old and she worked for so and so and she got paid $17 an hour. So you basically times it all up. And then when she went in for a pay rise, he said, how much do you think I'm worth? And she said, X amount of money. And then you'd go this, and he goes, only if you show me your equals, turn upside down, boobies. Did you even know those ones?
Sounds like it's a boys' school thing. Too much time on it. Nah, 100%. I remember a few. I remember them being fucking budget. You could write shell.
Yeah.
It was very rudimentary as far as porn goes.
And there was calculated cricket as well.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, it's like 0.7 times. And if you got some number, basically it was a number. If you got like a six or something, obviously you got six runs. If you got seven, you got out.
Ah.
So if you just kept hitting it, and then you'd basically make your team, make up your 11, and that was their batting, and then you'd actually have, that's how we spent our time doing maths. And it looked like you're fastidiously doing maths because you're always like hitting the calculator and then writing something down, hitting the calculator, but you're basically just playing cricket until you got out.
That's
and
cool.
Pass it over to somebody else. Well, it wasn't cool because I had to do spud maths twice and failed both times.
Hey, so did I.
And then got busted in a huge plagiarisation case, which would serve me right.
Steve Reeve wouldn't have been too happy about that, the old boy.
Yeah, but I think he was probably at that stage of the same mindset as me. Like, I'm 15, 16 years old now. The writing's on the wall. His son's a piece of shit, and
he's washing his hands of you.
He's like, oh, mate, it's only a matter of time, you know, until you get booted out or busted doing something you shouldn't be doing, and that was me.
Not for radio. Reloaded.